Telling Your Story, it's a regular monthly interview where Emmanuel Hospice does bring you stories from the community about people living life to the fullest. Speaking of happiness, this month we're joined by Dick Ortega, an Emmanuel Hospice volunteer serving on a number of boards, continues to give back to the community. I guess I should say serve, because Dick Ortega, I know we've served together, and you're enjoying that next chapter in your life. Good day to you, friend.
Good morning, Shelley, and thanks for having me on.
Quite welcome. Thank you for what the service that you have provided to our community has meant. And let's get right into telling your story. And we always like to start these conversations with, who you are and what is unique. The third oldest of 12 kids, your parents later adopted, making you one of 19. So I guess the blunt question was, what was life like growing up with such a large family, Dick?
Well, it's an interesting story for me, for sure. But, you know, to try to squeeze 66 years into a small segment is a little bit tough.
I know.
but I will say that our house was filled with love. I had great parents, great role models, and we just are a very close family still today. I don't know if it's just all about heritage, you know, from a Hispanic community. But my dad was always a good patriarch, and my mom was and still is a great matriarch.
So, mom is still with us.
She is still with us. She's declining a little bit with some dementia, but yeah.
Thank you for that. You started working at the age of 10. You worked your way up from, I think, a stock boy to finding your own successful business. So let's talk a little bit about your career path and what you have learned about hard work over the years.
Well, actually, I was a paper boy with my dad. You know, my dad used to go with me on the paper route when I was 10, and then we'd get up early Sunday mornings and go deliver newspapers.
You still get up early Sunday mornings?
I get up early every morning, 5 o'clock, 5:30, yeah. So anyway, though, I went into the stock boy, and then I went into a bus boy, and then I went into different fields. My best move was the skilled trades. I was a union steam fitter. And I worked my way up through the ranks to become on the executive board and then a business manager. So those are some of my greater accomplishments. Mm-hmm. And then I started my own business.
Yes. What was that business?
That business was and still is. My partner runs it, called Alternative Mechanical. Mm-hmm. And we started out with just my partner, Kevin Fall, and myself as two guys in a pickup truck. And 2.5 years later, we did all the plumbing in Lemon Holton Cancer Pavilion, the Blodgett Hospital Edition, and several schools and colleges.
Wow. So your legacy will remain.
I hope so. I think everything's still running.
There you go. Dick, you have served on over, if I do the math here, 30 boards. You've been a part of many community programs and initiatives. So let's talk about some of the causes you're most passionate about and maybe proud to have been part of.
I think some of my most proud moments, I think, are in the educational system with the Grand Rapids Public Schools, but also active in the city with Community Relations Commission. I served on there as well as services to the aging, but probably my most prideful thing is diversity and inclusion was always something that was very special to me in my heart, because I didn't feel that there were enough breaks out there for people of color and ladies to have an opportunity to be involved.
Yes, especially in these times. I hope you've taken a chance to breathe a sigh of relief that you have helped many on that journey.
I believe I have.
Yes. You're now a volunteer for Emmanuel Hospice. I know you read with kids at elementary school, so let's talk about that and that continued motivation to give back and use that free time to serve the community. You could probably be sleeping in till 6:30.
Yeah, but that's not in my DNA. You know, but I do read to the kids at school inspirational things to try to encourage them, talk about my business career and my path and persistence to try to better myself all the time, to encourage the kids to do the same. Mm-hmm. I tell them I am no better, I'm no smarter than anybody in the classroom. I just try hard.
Great. And what is it about Emmanuel, about hospice, that brings you to volunteer? It takes a soul to work with life and death.
Well, to sit with people, I have, for instance, the ladies I see, mostly ladies and gentlemen at their end of life, and they'll say how much I add to their life and how happy they are to see me walk through the door, because sometimes I'll read scripture or we have spiritual conversations, but I tell them they're a blessing to me as much as I am supposedly a blessing to them. So we share that moment at their end of life.
What else are you doing in retirement these days? You ever jump on a boat and just go for a ride?
No, I'd like to. But, you know, I'm into photography a lot, and I do Photoshop and things like that to keep busy. Juggling elephants, you know, Shelley.
I know.
Tell me about the Ortega family, your offspring.
Oh, my kids, I have three kids, and they're all doing great. You know, they've all gone to college, and they all have great jobs. And I have seven grandkids, five great-grandkids. So, yeah.
Do the math.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to share to that perhaps newly retired or one who's planning their next act? How do you continue making life full, Dick Ortega?
Well, you know, I highly recommend hospice visits or volunteer work it's not really a special calling just to sit with someone and talk and listen and be a part of their life. That's really important, and it's very fulfilling.
Nice. All right. Appreciate you and certainly what you bring to us. Emmanuel Hospice. I'm looking for the way to find out more about Emmanuel Hospice.
EmmanuelHospice.org,
says the angel in the corner. Thanks, Dick Ortega. Talk soon. Let's do coffee.
Thank you, Shelley. I'd like that.